Any creative field is subject to typecasting, but maybe it happens a bit more than is healthy within classical music. If pianist Rafał Blechacz finds himself being unfairly typecast, it's not hard to see why. He's a Polish musician who made a name for himself by winning the competition named for one of Poland's iconic composers, Chopin. But even as Blechacz mastered all those preludes, mazurkas, and polonaises, Bach was always present. Now Rafał Blechacz brings Bach to center stage, coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical Radio Boston, WCRB, a part of WGBH. When Rafał Blechacz won the Gilmour Artist Prize in 2014, he told an interviewer that when he started playing music at age 5, his instrument was the pipe organ. He played for his hometown church where, as in most churches and for most organists, Bach was the backbone of the repertoire. But it wasn't long before Blechacz transitioned to the piano for his career. And after several years of focus on Chopin, Bach now forms part of the pianist's discography, part of which you'll hear later on. Also on the program today is the cantata number 88, Siehe, ich will Fischer aussenden, or Behold, I will send out many fishers. And you'll find a translation of that piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. For now, here's a bit more from Rafał Blechacz. This is the duetto in A minor here on the Bach Hour. A short duetto in A minor by Bach, performed by Rafał Blechacz. And you'll hear more from Blechacz later in the program. In his cantata number 88, Bach connects ideas from the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament to Jesus' words in the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament. The piece opens as the bass soloist sings the words from Jeremiah, "Behold, I will send out many fishers." The tenor soloist responds first with skepticism, wondering why God would need or even want humanity. And then with confirmation that God always wants the best for believers. Then, in connecting the Old and the New Testaments, Bach quotes Jesus' words to a fisherman named Simon, "From now on, you will catch people," after which Simon becomes known as Peter, one of Jesus' first disciples. A duet for the soprano and alto takes that story as inspiration for all believers, singing that, "If God himself calls, then he'll abundantly bless all our deeds." Remember, you can find a translation of the text for this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is Bach's Cantata No. 88 in a performance featuring soprano Joanne Lunn, alto William Towers, tenor Kobe van Rensburg, and bass Peter Harvey. John Elliott Gardner leads the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists here on the Bach Hour.
Spricht der Herr. und danach will ich viel länger aushängen. Ich soll sie fahren auf einen Berg. Und danach will ich viele Jäger aussenden, die sollen sie fahren auf den Bergen und auf allen Hügeln und in allen Handschein blitzen.
Ooh. mich denn in deinen Wunden schrecken, wenn dir mein Herz Gott selbst die Hände reicht? Vor dessen bloßen Wink schon alles Unglück weicht und dir die Mächtiglich kann schützen und bedecken.
Bach's cantata number 88, Siehe, ich will viel Fischer aussenden, or Behold, I will send out many fishers, in a performance by the Monteverdi Choir, the English Baroque soloists, and conductor John Elliott Gardner. The soloists included soprano Joanne Lunn, alto William Towers, tenor Kobe van Rensburg, and bass Peter Harvey. The final chorale of that cantata uses the tune of the chorale, Who Only Lets Dear God Rule. And Bach also used the same chorale for this organ prelude, performed here by Gerhard Weinberger.
Thank you.
a prelude by Bach on the chorale Who Only Lets Dear God Rule, performed by Gerhard Weinberger on the Hildebrandt organ at St. Wenceslaus Church in Naumburg, Germany. An organ, by the way, Bach himself inspected and approved when it was new in 1746. Pianist Raphael Blekash is coming up, but first, here is the viol consort Fretwork with the Richard from Bach's Musical Offering.
Thank you.
That's the Ricercar from Bach's Musical Offering, a piece originally written for solo harpsichord and played here by the viol consort Fretwork. None of us likes to be pigeonholed, but when it comes to music, I think we all tend to do it to the performers we hear. In the case of Rafał Blechacz and the first stages of his career, that meant, for most listeners, categorizing him as a Chopin specialist. Blechacz is deeply tied to his Polish roots, which became evident when he not only won the 2005 Chopin competition, but won it in such an overwhelmingly convincing way, placing first in every category, that no second prize was even given. He went on to record Chopin's concertos, preludes, and polonaises, as well as music by another fascinating Polish composer, Szymanowski. But just as Bach was an inspirational and foundational composer to Chopin himself, Bach's music has always been central to Rafał Blechacz. From his 2017 Deutsche Grammophon release of Bach's music, this is the Partita No. 3, here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
By starting his musical life as an organist, Rafał Blechacz developed the magical ability to instill musical lines with a singing voice on that seemingly rigid mechanical instrument. And when Blechacz decided to make the piano his life's pursuit, he brought those techniques along with him, lending his performances a combination of clarity and atmosphere. Rafał Blechacz was the pianist in this performance of Bach's Partita No. 3. Remember, if you'd like to hear this program on demand, just visit us online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.